USA Radio News with John Hunt.
11 United States troops were flown out of Iraq for evaluation of concussion-like symptoms in the days following the Iranian missile strike that President Donald Trump initially said caused no harm to American forces. The Pentagon's chief spokesman, Jonathan Hoffman, said Defense Secretary Mark Esper did not know of the injuries until he was told Thursday afternoon. The question of American casualties was especially significant at the time because the missile attacks results were seen as influencing a U.S. decision on whether to retaliate with Iran. Trump chose not to retaliate, and the tensions with Iran have eased since then. The Supreme Court agreed to take up the issue that could change a key element of the system America uses to elect its president. Whether the electors who cast the actual Electoral College ballots for president and vice president are required to follow the rules of popular vote or free to vote as they wish. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
President Donald Trump has added some well-known attorneys to his legal team. From Washington, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
President Trump adding Kenneth Starr, Alan Dershowitz, and Robert Ray to the team that will be headed up by White House counsel Pat Cipollone. Starr led the investigation of now former President Bill Clinton, impeached by the House and acquitted by the Senate. Ray was also involved in that case, and Dershowitz is a longtime well-known legal scholar. I'm Chris Barnes.
Virginia urged the state Supreme Court to uphold a weapons ban at an upcoming gun rally in the Capitol, insisting that it was necessary to prevent a repeat of deadly violence that erupted at a white nationalist rally more than 2 years ago. State Attorney General Mark Herring's petition and simultaneous legal efforts by gun rights groups to lift the ban came amid the arrest of six men whom authorities linked to a white supremacist group known as The Base. At least three of them were planning to attend the pro-gun rally on Monday in Richmond. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Toyota will stop making its Tacoma small pickup in San Antonio next year as it shifts production to Mexico, but the company says no U.S. jobs will be lost. To make up for the lost work, the San Antonio plant will build the Sequoia large SUV and 3,200 jobs will be preserved. Last summer, Toyota announced it would invest $391 million into the San Antonio plant to add capacity to build more vehicles. 15 parents who are still fighting charges that they illegally paid a fixer to get their children into elite universities could be split into three separate trials. Federal Magistrate Judge Paige Kelly from the District of Massachusetts compared the case to a recent prosecution of MS-13 gang members where the large group was split into smaller groups and trials were held one after the other for months. A final status hearing has been set for June 15th when the defendants will for the first time face District Court Judge Nathaniel M. Gorton, who previously made it clear he expects to get the trials done before the end of 2020. Among the parents still fighting the charges are actress Lori Loughlin and her fashion designer husband, Massimo Giuliani. They have pleaded not guilty to fraud, bribery, and money laundering conspiracy charges for allegedly paying $500,000 to fixer Rick Singer and a University of Southern California Athletic Department official to get their two daughters special admission into the college. Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.